I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. Renewable Juno is close to awarding its first round of zero-emissions home heating systems and hopes to have at least two installed by the end of the year. The nonprofit will pay for them through donations it's been collecting for the last 4 months. Donors pay specifically to offset the impact of their greenhouse gas emissions that contribute to climate change. Renewable Juno has high hopes that their Juno Carbon Offset Project can scale up and put a big dent in the capital city's greenhouse gas emissions and local families' heating bills. One of the people who applied to get a new home heating system owns and operates a pet grooming and boarding business from his home in the Mendenhall Valley.
Come on in.
Cool. I'm Ben Nessler, owner of Doggy Doo's Pet Services, and we're interested in getting a new heat pump installed in our home in order to cut back on our energy usage and reduce our carbon footprint.
The four-bedroom house was built in the 1970s. It's got an oil-burning furnace that pipes heated water to baseboards around the house. He's got his family of four humans, plus
two owned ferrets, we have one owned dog, we have four owned cats, and we have about seven or eight dogs today that are boarding with us that will go home at the end of the day, and then we have an additional four doggies that are staying overnight with us tonight.
That's a lot of warm bodies in the house. But his furnace still burns nearly $4,300 worth of fuel a year with a thermostat set at 70 degrees. He's improved the house's insulation and looked for cheaper heating options, including an air source heat pump like the one Renewable Juno is offering to pay for. Air source heat pumps basically draw some energy off of outside air and circulate that energy inside as heat. Nessler says he expects to save up to 70% on his heating bills with an air source heat pump. The hang-up is that getting a new system would cost a lot up front. He says he already had a multi-year plan to save up for one, but then he saw a story in the Juno Empire about Renewable Juno looking for qualified homes to install heat pumps in.
Oh my gosh, I've been wanting to do this a long time, and I downloaded the application from their website and sent it in. And within just a couple of weeks, Andy Romanov contacted me, and so we sent all our tax returns and all that good stuff, and now we're waiting for the final, whether we get approved or not.
Tax returns, because one of the eligibility requirements is that the household income falls below a certain threshold. Andy Romanov is a Renewable Juno board member and the lead on its carbon offset project. Romanov says the selection committee has a lot of paperwork to go through.
You know, some tax information, some income verification, home ownership verification, and utility history, oil bill history, and electrical use history that it's going to take a little while.
Funding for the heat pump program comes mostly from Renewable Juno's carbon offset website. The nonprofit doesn't have any paid staff, so it relies on volunteer work and outreach. So far, Romanov says it's mostly locals who've paid into the carbon offset fund.
We've been averaging, you know, a few thousand dollars a month in carbon offset sales. And that's really without any sort of marketing or any big push to the tourism industry or local businesses. We've been working on that, of course, but we haven't really gone hog wild with it yet, and we're planning on it this winter.
He wants to tap into Juno's huge tourism industry next season. The website is ready for individual businesses and travelers, with dollar estimates teed up to offset the carbon costs of destination air travel and cruise ship travel, plus tours on helicopters, float planes, and boats.
This could really grow. Could become kind of overwhelming, which is sort of what we want. It's a problem we'd like to deal with. So
he says Renewable Juno has an informal goal of converting 100 homes to heat pumps a year.
It's climate action, it's energy action, it's economic stability, keeps the money here in town, doesn't ship it out for, you know, oil companies down south or overseas or wherever all that's going.
Theoretically, heat pumps could impact local heating oil suppliers by putting them out of business. Phil Isaac manages Juno's biggest one, Ike's Fuel.
Yeah, we've lost a few customers to those, sure. Yeah, not many. Yeah, half a dozen. Maybe. But I can't, you know, we've had some come back, too, a couple come back.
He hasn't seen fuel sales drop off over time. His dad founded the business in 1966.
It's the busiest October we've ever had.
Huh. I wonder why that is. It's so strange.
Because I pray a lot.
In Juno, I'm Jeremy Shea.